It is now 7:11 from Superstation Crescent, Information Radio Quicksand. Quicksand fam, let's take a look at some of the weather details we have for you this morning. And skies already starting to clear throughout a good deal of Big K country. And we will have a good deal of sunshine throughout the day. Temperatures in the upper 30s. Clear tonight, a low of 20. Patchy fog developing late tonight, overnight, and into tomorrow morning. And by tomorrow, Friday, we look for sunny skies in the upper 40s. Saturday, partly cloudy and 48. We'll be in the upper 40s on Sunday. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week, we should be dry and near 52 degrees. And we have a mark of 30 in Moberly, 28 in Macon, 27 in Kirksville, 32 in Columbia, 33 degrees in Jefferson City. Get news, weather, sports, and more at CentralMoInfo.com. The morning report comes your way in just a moment on Superstation Crest.
Harvest season is a busy time on farms, but don't overlook safety in the rush. Dozens of farm workers are killed by electrocution each year when farm machines make contact with overhead power lines. Take note of electrical lines when moving equipment like portable grain augers and large combines. Make sure everyone who works on the farm knows the location of power lines and keeps farm equipment at least 10 feet away. For more information, visit MaconElectric.com. Macon Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Equal opportunity provider.
The new Macon Atlanta State Bank credit card gives you buying power wherever you go and support right here in your hometown. This is Andy Bush. Payments and inquiries can be made directly to the bank. You even have the ability to pay your bill online or through mobile. There's no annual fee. It all happens here at Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City and online at mabank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Amerigems, the premier buyer of coins, jewelry, and more, will be in Macon this Saturday, November 16th from 9 until 4 o'clock. Amerigems will be buying gold, silver, coins, diamonds, bullion, sterling flatware, pocket and wristwatches. Amerigems also buys broken jewelry and gems, whether it's a single item, collection, or an entire estate. Stop by the Comfort Inn in Macon this Saturday with your items for an honest and professional buying experience with Amerigems.
From ooh to
aww.
Whatever reaction you're looking for this holiday, spread more joy with holiday cards, calendars, and photo gifts from Vistaprint. And now you can get up to 50% off all holiday cards and calendars at Vistaprint.com. Discover cards in the latest trends or fill a calendar with your favorite photos. So make more merry at Vistaprint.com with up to 50% off all holiday cards and calendars. Plus great deals on photo gifts. Just enter code HOLIDAY50 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com. Code HOLIDAY50.
This newscast is brought to you by Columbia Orthopedic Group, where life is so much simpler with all your orthopedic needs under one roof. Call Columbia Orthopedic Group today. And we are now at 7:14 from Superstation Crest and Information Radio Quicks and Quicks FM, and this is the morning report. We'll get you all those weather details coming your way in just a few moments. In our news this morning, a large amount of meth was seized and six people are now in custody after an ongoing investigation in Boone County. According to the Boone County Sheriff's Department, on October 25th, five people were arrested at the residence in the 5600 block of Pinehurst Lane in Columbia. Deputies returned to the same home last night with a new search warrant for possible drug sales. Now in custody, the five individuals, along with one additional person who were arrested, along with several controlled substances and nearly 160 grams of methamphetamine. Deputies arrested 56-year-old Elizabeth Kyfoyle on suspicion of keeping or maintaining a public nuisance, 37-year-old William Kistner for trafficking drugs and unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia, 22-year-old Anthony Meyer for misdemeanor possession of controlled substance, 47-year-old Herbert Haney for possession of a controlled substance and unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia, 39-year-old Ashley Holloman for possession of a controlled substance and unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia, and 24-year-old Christina Nolan for possession of controlled substance and unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia, a Class A misdemeanor. Columbia man pled guilty yesterday on federal drug and money laundering charges. The Missouri Nets' Ryan Hart with details.
Federal prosecutors say 24-year-old Blake Johnson was part of a conspiracy to distribute over 1,000 kilograms of marijuana and a conspiracy to commit money laundering. The charges stem from a 2017 murder of 28-year-old Gus Roberts, also from Columbia. Johnson was involved in stealing a rented truck from Roberts' driveway that contained thousands of illegal THC vaping cartridges and about 800 pounds of marijuana. Johnson faces anywhere from 10 years to life in prison. From MissouriNet, I'm Ryan Hart.
All right, Ryan, thank you. We are now at 7:16. This is the Morning Report from Superstation Crest and Information Radio Quix and Quix FM. A Missouri House committee studying local tax rates and issues is scheduled to hold its final hearing next Wednesday to discuss recommendations. The House Special Interim Committee on Oversight and Local Taxation will review prior hearings and discuss possible legislative action. St. Petersburg State Representative Phil Christofernale, a committee member, says sales tax disproportionately impacts those with low incomes. Missouri has more than 2,200 taxing districts. A National Transportation Safety Board report finds the U.S. Coast Guard failed to require safety regulations for tourist duck boats similar to ones recommended nearly 20 years ago. The board says the upgrades could have saved 17 lives in July 2018 when a duck boat sank in Table Rock Lake. It says the vessels could be made safer by installing hardware to prevent rapid sinking and by removing overhead canopies and side curtains. The Kansas City Star reports Coast Guard is beginning on a new review of duck boat canopies based on the recommendations. The utility billing system in Centralia is being upgraded. City Administrator Heather Russell says that was discussed earlier this week during a committee meeting and still needs formal approval from the Board of Aldermen.
With that upgrade, we're going to be changing our billing process a little bit. Instead of sending out a small postcard bill, our residents will be able to expect to see a full-page bill come in an envelope. We are also going to combine that with our delinquent notice. So anybody that has not paid by the 15th of the month will no longer receive a second notice. They're only going to receive the initial notice around the first of the month.
And the new system will have some advantages.
The new bill is going to have some pretty neat features, though. Be able to add a graph on there to show electric usage for the last 12 months. So it'll have some interesting tools for customers. But the biggest change will be that we're not going to send out a second notice that the bill is due or not paid by the 15th of the month. It will save a lot of staff time. That's time that we can use doing other things.
Russell says the change will likely take place around the first of the year. The Shelbina Board of Aldermen is about ready to submit the integrated management plan to the Department of Natural Resources, according to City Clerk Tim Lacey.
That's to establish a construction plan for water, wastewater, and electric so that we can kind of self-manage our and don't have to go get construction permits each time. So that's still the final documents getting finalized to send over to DNR. So we're getting closer on that.
And Lacey says this may be a plan other municipalities can use.
We've been working with our engineering company, McClurg, our various department heads, Dennis, our city superintendent, and then if questions of that came along, Department of Natural Resources has been very helpful in helping us get this put together. So there's not very many of them out there. Once we get it put together, hopefully it'll be a standard and other towns can kind of mirror that and build off it if they want to put the plan together for themselves.
Shelbina Board of Aldermen was given an update on the plan earlier this week. Preliminary budget for the upcoming fiscal year in Edina was discussed during Tuesday's meeting. During the budget discussion, the city treasurer brought up a proposal to raise city sewer rates and lower the sanitation rates. Edina City Clerk Margaret Gibson outlines the sewer rate increase.
The minimum for sewer is going to be a $3.50 increase, and then 50-cent increase on those that use from 1,000 to 10,000 gallons of water. The sewer rates, of course, are based on the use of water. So $3.50 would be the increase for everyone in town on the minimum charge.
Meanwhile, the proposal to decrease the sanitation rate won't be as drastic.
They're looking at $2 a month decrease in the sanitation. It's currently 16, and then that would make it 14.
A public meeting will be held in December to discuss the rate changes. Meanwhile, a city budget meeting is set for December 2nd. The budget could be finalized as early as the next Edina City Council meeting on December 9th. Now it's 7:21. Moberly Public Works Director Tom Sanders says the first cold and snow event of the season was a bit challenging.
Getting the ice melt out and trying to get prepped, you know, the roads where they'll melt off. You know, it's tough. When it gets as cold as it was, I think it was single digits down in the middle of the night, so there's nothing going to happen in that kind of weather. We put the salt and stuff down through the daytime, and, you know, when it takes sun, people can see the streets are melting off pretty quick now.
And using supplies this early in the season is something Sanders had hoped to avoid.
I hate to see it come this early because it starts making me worry about where we're going to be on supplies. We have about 1,000 tons of salt capacity out there. You know, we used a couple truckloads on this first event. So I just wonder what demand is going to be through the year and availability.
Some additional supplies have been ordered. More news in just a moment. It's 7:22.
If you're a farmer, one of the last things that you're worried about is next year because you're focused on getting this crop out. Hi, this is Joe Mershman from Mershman Seeds. When you're ready to talk seed for next year, we hope that you think about Mershman Seeds. That's because we can offer you peace of mind with higher yields and better weed control. With our new Enlist E3 and LibertyLink GT27 soybeans, we're getting great feedback from our customers that planted these products this past year. In fact, if you check out the farmer blogs, it's backing it up. The yield's there.
They'll make it grow.
We're not amateurs at this. We've been doing soybeans since 1971, as long or longer than any company out there. You can trust that when you buy from Mershman Seeds, the yields are going to be there. When you are ready to think about your seed decision, we'll be ready for you. Let's grow in 2020 with Mershman Seeds, your friend in the field.
Daniel the Deer danced everywhere. He pranced through fields and jigged through rivers. Then he saw it. What a stage! A place no deer had dared dance before. The hood of a brand new car.
My car!
And the car was covered, thanks to Farmers Insurance. Deer Dance Floor, December 1st, 2014. Talk to a farmer's agent. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Call or stop by the Jeff Freeman Agency at 210 North 4th Street in Moberly.
Regional Radio's shining on Shelbynaville, a life care in Shelbina, and Lydia Gilbert has joined us. And Lydia, what about Shelbynaville? What do you really like about it?
Well, I heard that it was a good place. I heard that they helped you, and they really do in every situation. And my children wanted me to because I am partially blind.
Have you enjoyed yourself?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Another reason Shelbynaville Life Care in Shelbina is the next best thing to home. Stop by for a tour or view shelbynavilla.com.
Now at 7:24, the Monroe City School Board discussed the district's facility upgrades. Crews are in the process of putting in the new agriculture building. Superintendent Dr. Tracy Bottom says everything is running smoothly related to that portion of the project.
We're on schedule. We're hoping that portion of the building currently is unattached. We're attaching it to the high school building. I think they have pretty much, it's a metal pre-engineered building. Pretty much the entire outer shell is up. They look for that, hopefully, to be completed by the 1st of February.
Once the agriculture building is up, the next phase begins.
Then we will tear down our existing ag building and then start the construction of a new elementary building, a new administrative area for our pre-K and 8 administration, as well as a new elementary cafeteria, middle school cafeteria. So hopefully late spring, early summer, we'll start the construction process on the other.
Project is being funded by a 43-cent tax increase bond issue approved by district voters this past April. Buckland School Board continued talks on a potential four-day school week ahead of Monday night's public forum at the school gym. Superintendent Brandy Brown.
I have put together a presentation of facts from some of the meetings that I've been to, area superintendents, the benefits to our kids, to our staff, as well as some changes in the scheduling. You know, we've had to extend our day a little bit, things like that, and do the presentation of where we are on and basically what that 4-day will look like for us.
Brown previously reported 95% of faculty and staff supported the 4-day week. 91% of parents are in favor.
I will have handouts as well. I have a letter from Ryan Livingston, who's at Linn County R1, and Eric Hoyt, who's at Northwestern, have both sent me information. The public will get those as well. And then question and answer. And then following the public forum, December or January, our board will take a vote whether or not to move to the 4-day. Week. So just kind of a presentation of information and then question and answer.
Buckland's public forum starts at 6 o'clock on Monday. USDA's Farm Service Agency sent out ballots last week to eligible farmers to vote on members of their county committees. FSA Administrator Richard Fordyce says the committees play a pivotal role in directing funds for the agency's many programs.
One of the things that a lot of times folks don't remember or maybe have forgotten is that we do have local county committees that are locally elected by the producers in those counties. And those local committees really make up the local management, the local decision-making. They certainly help in rolling out programs, making sure folks are eligible. It's a really important thing that happens in the process of Farm Service Agency and the programs that we administer.
Fordyce says farmers who did not receive a ballot but believe they should can go to their local FSA office. Ballots are due to the FSA by December 2nd. A new American Lung Association study ranks Missouri number 5 in the U.S. for new lung cancer cases. The State of Lung Cancer Report says Missouri's rate of 73 for every 100,000 is significantly higher than the national rate. The state's 5-year lung cancer survival rate is 19.6%, which is 2 points lower than the U.S. rate of 21.7%. Marceline VFW is hosting a comedy night Saturday at the Wallsworth Community Center. Charles Crumpleman is the Marceline VFW Senior Vice Commander.
So we're opening the doors at 6:30 and having a taco bar. And then at 8 o'clock, we're going to have Tommy Vets, which is a organization of former U.S. military service members that happen to be funny.
And the proceeds?
It's a fundraiser for our VFW post here at Marceline to help with our Veterans Relief Fund. Some of the proceeds that Comedy Vets receives will also go toward suicide prevention programs for veterans. For the Marceline VFW, it helps us to, at Memorial Day, put flags out in the cemetery and crosses in the cemeteries. We do our Voice Democracy program, Patriots Pen program. It helps with our summer fundraiser, bingo. There's a number of things that we do as an organization that we try to help our local veterans when they need assistance, and there's a number of things that we try to do for the community.
And that's a look at the morning report.